This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. This particular episode is on Christmas Eve, so it's interesting that we're going to be talking about Aunt Irma or Medicare for high-income retirees, but you know, along those lines, and believe me, that you're going to be wanting to tune into this, but we got a Christmas present for you because, you know, on the board, when you looked at the video of the show, the first word that jumped out at me was the word magi, which stood for, in this case, modified adjusted gross income. But of course, to all Christians, magi means, right, the gift of the wise men that came, right, to the baby Jesus. And so it made me think of here's the situation. Many of you are out there, you got last minute shopping going on. You know, you shop for this person, but the hardest person to buy for always on my list is Jesus. Like, man, he is the guy that literally has everything. He has it. And so you're like, what do I get Jesus for? And you only got one day left. And so, you know, just like you always get dad the tie, you know, I always fall back on these, you know, traditional gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I mean, that's what the wise, you know, that's the wise people did, was the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So God showed me this actually a couple of weeks ago. It's so spectacular that Moses, you know, he was trying to figure out what to give Jesus for a birthday when he met God at the burning bush. And what, you know, what ultimately Moses was going to get a chance to get his people out of slavery. But Moses needed a lesson in gold, frankincense, and myrrh before he did that. So, you know, when God was talking to him at the burning bush, he said, you know, I'm going to save the people, get them out of there. And Moses said, they ain't never going to believe this. And the reason Moses said that is because the person that really didn't believe it was Moses, right? Because the first and most important sale you ever make is the one you make to yourself. And Moses didn't believe it. And so God says, I'm going to show you how it's going to happen, okay? And it's going to happen with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's how you're going to do it, Moses, okay? So the very first thing is, what do you have in your hand? He said, I have this staff. Well, it's important to know that a staff in the Bible is always Jesus, okay? You know, that if you look at the rod that budded, you know, that went in the Ark of the Covenant, it's in your heart, okay? Because the Ark of the Covenant is your heart, and what's going to lead your heart is Jesus. And that staff is actually a scepter. And that scepter is gold because you realize it's the most precious thing in your life. And so he said, Moses, if you hang on to Jesus, you're good. And he said, let go, see what happens. So he drops it, snake! All right. Oh, man, what do I do now? Well, pick it up, Moses. It'll be all right. So he picks it up. Well, you got Jesus again. If he dropped it again, by the way, you know what happened? Snake! You know, that's what happens. So he goes, okay, so hold on to the gold, all right? Hold on to the scepter. Let Jesus lead you. We're gonna get your people set free. Now, if they don't believe that one, they're definitely going to go for number two, which is the frankincense, right? He says, okay, take your hand, put it in your bosom, and now stick it out. And it turned white as snow. Well, if you've ever checked out frankincense, you can Google it. It's white, okay? It's very important that it's white. In fact, inside the Hebrew word for frankincense is the word white because it has to do with the idea of prayer. The smoke of the incense as well goes up. It has to do with worship and prayer. Now, when he's got his hand out there, he's actually showing the world that he's white. You know, Jesus taught us that the Pharisees were whitewashed tombs. Why? Because they were self-righteous. They did everything out in front of everybody, so they looked good and white. But the inside, there was no frankincense actually close to their heart that was going up in worship. Okay? So if you're going to be right, setting your people free. Number one, you got to hang on to Jesus. Number two, you got to be worshiping from your heart, not out there on showing people that you're a big holy person, but they're actually in raising your actual incense up to God, okay? So as you're praying and you're following Jesus, but number three, if they don't believe this one, Moses, believe me, they are going to go for door number three. And ultimately, again, who are we selling here? We're selling Moses is who we're selling. Okay. And so Moses is like, okay, well, what do we do here? And he goes, well, I want you to reach out. And again, when you read this in Hebrew, it's clearer. But, and you just trust me on this, you're going to have faith in me. But he said, Moses, grab hold of the Nile. Okay. And so he did that with what? His hand, once again. Okay. So he takes his hand, he grabs hold of the Nile. And then miraculously, this water in his hand turns to blood. Now, I want you to hold out your hand for a minute, not if you're driving, and think about your hand is full of blood. Now, whose hand might that remind you of? Okay? And so Moses could see this. This is Moses was pretty scared about the snake. He got real scared about the leprosy. Now he's got a handful of blood. This is scary stuff, right? He's really getting his attention. And now he says, I want you to pour it out on dry ground. Well, I want you to think with me for a minute about myrrh, okay? Myrrh is bitter. That's what the root means, bitter, because when they get myrrh out of a tree, they cut it and it weeps sap that turns red, okay? And so when you look at myrrh, it has sort of a red tint to it, and it's weeping because it's bitter, because it had to bleed, right? And so this idea of the blood of the firstborn is what literally will set the captives free. And he's showing Moses this in so many different ways. If you think about Jesus' first miracle, what did he do? He turned water, like Moses had water out of the Nile in his hand, turned to blood. Jesus took water and turned it into wine. Later, he would tell you that this wine is the blood of the covenant, right? Of his, remember, his blood. So this is a picture of what it's going to take for you to set free. Now, what does this have to do with myrrh? What does this have to do with bitterness? Well, Moses, here's the deal. If you're going to give Jesus his last Christmas present, you're going to have to take up your cross and follow me. In other words, you're going to have to give up your life. Those who seek to save their life will lose it, and those who seek to lose their life will get it. And so if you'll get out of the sheep business and go get into the pasturing of Israel business and take them through a whole lot of shenanigans, well, you're going to end up losing your life for the sake of the gospel, and you won't fail to receive as many times, right? Eternal life, 100 mothers and fathers. Moses got all that stuff. He got well over 100 mothers. He got 100 fathers. Read Mark chapter 10. You'll see what I'm talking about. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you want to give Jesus the ultimate Christmas present, always go with the gold, the staff in your hand, the frankincense, the prayers, and the worship being close to him. And then don't forget the myrrh. And there's myrrh. So there you go.
Well, thank you for that, Robbie. I mean, that's makes this is probably a Christmas show that really has some meaning to it.
Yeah, it does. And I, for me, wisdom and it has to do with faith, right? And he was building Moses's faith, because Moses was in need a lot of faith in order to go forward, in order to make this sale to set these people free. And so actually, you know, it's kind of what we do here with Finishing Well is we want to show you the faith that we have in these systems. And the faith in getting good counsel that can help you finish well. Because, you know, in the case of Irma, which we're talking about today, clearly this is the higher income people that usually have had a lot of wisdom. And so it's going to take some wisdom to navigate this. But it's very applicable for everybody listening, because, again, these systems are give you an idea of how to finish well.
Okay, so Irma Medicare, another parallel here. Most people that Irma affects, or even people it doesn't affect, when they're turning 65, they have no idea what it is. They have no idea what I'm talking about or with the government. And if they don't come to me, I mean, most people just don't know it's coming. And so the people that are turning 65 right now, in beginning of 2023, and they signed up for Medicare, and their Medicare starts January 1st, 2023, a couple weeks ago, they got a letter from the government, from Medicare, from the IRS, if they're in a high-income place, that they're going to have to pay a whole bunch more for their Medicare. That's when they find out. And it's based upon their 2021 tax return. That's the thing that really gets you about Irma, which is income-related monthly adjustment amount. The government has some very innocuous names, so that's an abbreviation for a long thing that doesn't really describe it. It's the Medicare tax on people with a high income. And the real gotcha with this is it's the 2021 tax return. And so when people say, what are you going to do about that? I mean, and what can I do about that? Is if you That was 2 years ago. I mean, that money is gone, taxes paid, and it just created a number. And a lot of people are retiring, okay? And so at 65, or they just retired, or they're going to retire, and they are going to have much less income in like 2023 or 2024. And if that's the case, we got a thing called an appeal of IRMA, okay? And I want to get into that today so much, and we talk the government into using your 2023 income for your 2023 IRMA. And I know how to do that. So if you need help with something like this, get in touch with me. But it has a 2-year look back. And the connection to the story that we just had is you talked about the Magi and M-A-G-I. So let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of people listening probably know what AGI is because you know, adjusted gross income. But let's look at the whole acronym, modified adjusted gross income. And let's start with the fourth word. So in the beginning, there was income. That's what, you know, it's the income tax.
Right.
And that wasn't good enough to just have the number of income. So now we have gross income. So it's the last two letters, G-I, gross income. What does that mean? Well, that's income before deductions. Still not good enough. We got to come up. So then we had adjusted gross income. And I'm not even going to get into on this show talking about the difference between gross income and adjusted gross income, but just know there's something there. So then you have AGI. That's the term that people have some familiarity. You usually couldn't tell me what it is, but they at least know they've heard it before. And then that wasn't good enough for the Medicare stuff and the people. We needed the M word, okay? And that's modified. So we got income, then we need to turn it into gross income, then we need to adjust it, and after we're done adjusting it, we need to modify it. I mean, that's crazy, okay?
Yeah.
And yeah. The reality is most people that are facing IRMA don't need to worry too much about MAGI. They just need to know, what was your income in 2021, okay? And if you're a married couple, if it was more than $194,000, your combined income, you're going to pay IRMA in 2023, okay? If you're single, filing a loan, if it was more than $97,000 in 2021, you're going to pay IRMA. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and IRMA is a lot different than the, you know, we've done plenty of shows on taxes where, you know, there's brackets. And if you go over that bracket, you only pay so much on the lower amount. But here, you know, once you go over the cliff, you've fallen, right?
Oh, yeah. So you jump in just a little bit, you pay the whole amount for that bracket.
Well, we got to go to a break. So we're going to remind you that, and it got away from me because I went all my stuff. But, you know, this show is brought to you by Cardinal Guide at cardinalguide.com. We got all these things described in today's show is the whole idea of Medicare. It's at the 7 Worries tab, and you can look at that and see all the show notes, the chart for IRMA for 2023, all that, as well as the video link for that is at cardinalguide.com. Of course, if you want to get up with Hans or get his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, it's all there at cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back with much more of the Magi.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And today's show is Medicare for High Income Retirees, what was referred to as IRMA. And of course, this is happening to the Magi or the kings, the people of high income. But
so let's not get too hung up on that first piece of it. Just understand, is the income you paid taxes on before deductions is the number they're using, and they're using a 2-year-old number. So this kind of sneaks up on you. which is like pouring oil on a fire. So I'm trying to prepare you for it if you're under 65, or if you turn 65 and you're on Medicare and you're paying for the high income you had a few years ago, maybe we can think about an appeal. So the IRMA, the whole concept behind IRMA, it makes people that have money and high income pay for more of their Medicare, up to all of it. I mean, I have plenty of clients that are paying the additional $560 a month for Part B instead of $164.90. So nobody's going to take up a collection for these people because they've got a high income. And I'm not trying to do that on this show either. I'm just trying to advise people, making them aware of it, get them to understand it. And then if you're somewhere around the thresholds or you've had a great change in income, maybe we can appeal it and bring it to a current day. And on Part D, they're paying an extra $76.40 a month. So they're well up over $600 a month per person that they're paying for their Medicare Part B and their Medicare Part D, which is all the cost for the very high income people. And everybody else that's over those thresholds that I mentioned earlier, $194,000 for a couple and $97,000 for a single. If you're just $1 over that, you're going to pay an IRMA surcharge. So your $164.90 a month for Part B is going to be more.
But still, you know, both you and I, understanding insurance costs, I would gladly sign up, even if I had to pay the complete, because Medicare would still be a way better deal insurance-wise than what I'd have without Medicare. And so even though essentially you're paying for your Part B plan, there's still Part A and all that stuff that you're getting because you're with Medicare, right?
Oh, yeah. And Medicare is not managed care. I mean, Medicare is, it's just Medicare. It's a benefit program that the doctors have some more latitude than if you're in a managed care plan, like most people are under 65. And then secondly, you're not dealing with networks with Medicare, original Medicare itself. You're dealing with doctors. As long as they work with the Medicare system, you can go to any doctor you want when you're on original Medicare. And that brings me to a point. Once you're paying IRMA, why do you want to mess with managed care? Why do you want to go with a Medicare Advantage? Is if you've got enough money from your earnings to have to pay extra for Medicare, you might as well get what is going to give you the most options and the most flexibility, which is original Medicare. So we'll get into that in a second. But the whole purpose of this show is not so much to teach you, I mean, it's partly to teach you the rules and the Y4s and how IRMA works and why it is. But then also, once you're in this group of people, I'm just going to give you the benefits of my experience and tell you that people, that once you're paying this money, you might as well set yourself up to be in the best possible position with your health care. That's the gist of the show.
Right. And as always, you know, I love what you always teach, that, you know, we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, the deal is that we need this coverage. If you get bad sick, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then there's no way in the world that this isn't a great deal, even after the taxes. And that's the idea. But managing that and making sure you get the most for your money and have the most options is what you're trying to go to.
Look. People that I have, lots of people that are in the higher parts of IRMA, because they can I just not participate? Well, you can do that. And frankly, if you still own your company or work at your company, you can postpone Medicare for you and your spouse as long as you're working. So there are some options, but if you need Medicare and you don't have alternative group insurance, you could not participate in it. But I don't think that would be wise. Because, you know, this is really $600 and some bucks a month apiece. I know you've paid taxes for years, but that's $1,200 a month for a couple, or about $15,000 a year, just in IRMA and regular Part B and D charges. That's still, you're getting a lot for that, and it's not available to you elsewhere. So you just need to bite the bullet and deal with this. And then, you know, depending on your financial situation, maybe we'll try to deal with the IRMA and make it better in the future. Now, I want to move on. So there's this thing called an IRMA appeal, and a lot of people fit in this category. A lot of people that are pretty well off is they made a high income 2 years ago in 2021, and then they just signed up for Medicare in 2022 or 2023, and the Medicare started, and then they got this letter in the mail about a month later that says, you're going to have to pay all this extra IRMA. And we're basing it on the 2021 tax return. And they say, but I retired. This is where we're going to do an appeal. And I don't want to get into the details of an appeal, but I can tell you that the batting averages of people that do these on their own is not real good. I mean, that I've come into. I don't have statistics, but I just know that a lot of people come to me after they've tried to appeal this on their own, and they've already gotten turned down. And I think the reason they get turned down is they tell them too much. I mean, this appeal form has about 10 boxes on it. You know, one of them is marriage, one of them is divorce, one of them is death. And I don't think IRMA is bad enough that you want to die to get rid of it. But it just has about 10 boxes. And you can only check one box. You can't check two. That's a mistake that a lot of people make. You can only have one thing that's causing this income reduction. And it's usually either work stoppage or work reduction. So if that's in your recent past, since the year of the tax return, we can check that box. And now we need to project what your income is going to be going forward. Give them some sort of proof that this work stoppage or this work reduction actually happened. Send it in. I've got a pretty good success rate with those. Limited amount of information. But if you've got a high income and that ain't changing, and I guess it's good that it ain't changing, just get ready for IRMA.
Yeah, okay? You're magi. You know what I mean? Take it. Live with it. You're a king.
Okay. So, and I've just got some tips here in the YouTube video where I'm just looking at the board in the YouTube video is some people, they get so taken up with this IRMA and wanting to juggle their income around that all their income planning now revolves around IRMA. That's not real smart. And what I do, it's the IRMA tail wagging the tax planning dog. I mean, in other words, good sound tax planning and income planning with tax planning is around a lot more than IRMA. It's about reducing your tax bill over the whole of your retirement. So if we got to pay some extra IRMA for a year or two or three to get on the right track of that, so be it. So we're going to do some tax planning around it, but if you come to me, we're not going to make IRMA, you know, we're not going to have the tail wagging the dog. You can work past 65 and delay Medicare. That's what a lot of people in a high income, that's frankly what I'm doing, is I'm going to work past 65. I can't delay Medicare because my group is not large enough to count as delayed insurance. And frankly, I don't want to delay Medicare because the coverage is so good. So I wouldn't take advantage of that anyhow, but I'm going to pay IRMA until I retire. So I'm in that category, and it's still a pretty good deal. So, you know, but if you work for a big company or a company larger than 20 employees, like this guy I was talking to last week, he can stay on the group insurance, delay Medicare, but then he ended up leaving the group insurance anyhow, and he's paying IRMA, not real happy about it. But when we looked at the whole picture, this just made sense. I want to point out that if you're paying IRMA, don't go buying a Medicare Advantage. I mean, if you're going to buy a Medicare Advantage, please come to me for it. I mean, this is a business that I'm in, is Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement. Frankly, as a business person, I don't care which one of them you buy. I'd really like you to do business with me. But if I'm your financial planner and your advisor and you're paying IRMA and you got enough money to do that, I'm going to tell you to stay on original Medicare and have the independence that that creates and then just buy a supplement. Okay. And if the supplement premium looks pretty stiff to you and you really just thinking, you know, I I don't want to pay all that money. Well, going naked on Medicare is not a smart thing. Having no supplemental coverage, but staying in original Medicare, where that's a problem is it's an open-ended 20%. That Medicare Part B pays 80%. You pay 20%. And there's no cap on the 20% in a given year. So you could have really, really large bills and be responsible for 20% of them. So you're going to want a supplement mainly to pay that 20% on an, you know, on an unlimited basis.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's about the care that you're going to need when you need it, and to make sure that they that it has you covered. And that's why, you know, we highly recommend you go to cardinalguide.com. You know, if you have some questions about this, the video is just awesome. It's called Medicare for High Income Retirees, and it's there under the Medicare section at the Seven Worries tabs at cardinalguide.com, as well as Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And we want you to finish well. And so, well, Merry Christmas. We're so grateful that you gave us time today on Christmas Eve. And if you're listening to the podcast, whenever you gave us time, we appreciate it very much. And Hans, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and God bless you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.